Oh, but that's correct. We like that.
Could you have asked for a better response game than the one you had?
It was a good response. I mean, you know, we're maybe a little shaky there at the beginning, especially the, you know, a fair portion of that first period. And, you know, we gave them a couple of goals, and we really want to try and minimize our goals against here on this road trip. So it was nice that we were able to shut them down after that. But we kind of, you know, found our game again and started playing smart and doing the right things. And we kind of shut them down there for a while as far as shots on net. We did the right things. And I talked about the third period. You know, I thought it was a real smart period with coming in there just with a one-goal lead. It was important for us just to be smart and force them to make the mistakes. And we'd have our opportunities, and that's what happened. I thought the guys did a great job of chipping pucks out and putting pucks in deep and doing the right things here, and not to give them any momentum.
Was the team's effort tonight based on the fact it was a bounce-back game after a sorry loss?
Well, there's no doubt it was a different team. You know, when you look at the, you know, the score, but more the way we played, it was a lot better, a lot smarter. And, you know, we kept shooting ourselves in the foot there last game with forcing certain things. But, you know, it's nice that you know, you get those kind of response, because, you know, outside our dressing room, there's a lot of people wondering how we were going to react to that loss. But, you know, that's one game, and we've promised ourselves that we're going to have a good road trip here. So this is one of many more games to come.
Coach, I guess you could probably give this soundbite every night, but what does Marchand mean to this club?
A lot. I mean, you see what he does. He's just a good penalty killer. He's a great goal scorer. You know, he's also good on the power play. He's been really hot as of late. Any chance he gets, he buries. You know, nowadays, so he's been a real spark plug for a hockey club, you know, and it just keeps us alive. And you know, when you play with that kind of confidence and you got that much skill and speed, you know, it makes for a pretty good player. So we're hoping he's going to stick with that approach and then continue to play the same way.
Guys, we're over in the room now.
Were the fights kind of a response to the anger you hope to see from your team?
I'm not sure. You know, from what I heard, there was some slashing going on behind the legs, and, you know, cheap shots. And, so they kind of took matters in their own hands. So, you know, I didn't really, you know, see anything because I'm watching the game as a whole. But, you know, when I kind of looked into it, you can ask them, but it looked like there was some slashing behind the legs going on, and they just, like I said, they took matters in their own hands.
Is it fair to say that the Brad Marchand goal that came a minute 15 after Nikolai Ehlers' goal was a big momentum killer for the Jets because they had a lot of momentum?
Well, sure it is, because, you know, at the same time, it's important that we have a response after you get scored against, and that was huge for us. It gets you right back into it again and gets you back to the confidence that you need.